Construction is one of the industries where skilled workers are always in demand. Here, a newcomer is joining this bricklaying crew in building a new school. It's SAM, short for Semi-Automated Mason, developed by Construction Robotics, a New York-based company. SAM can lay about 3,000 bricks a day, several times more than a human mason.
The drive behind this was to look at some technology to be able to allow me to do more volume and keep my current customers happy by doing more of their work, because right now I have to tell them no because we're at capacity.
Former Google engineer Noah Reddy Campbell is founder of Built Robotics, a startup that's developing technology for self-driving heavy construction vehicles.
There's $1 trillion of roads, bridges, you know, schools, everything that needs to be built or maintained or upgraded. And the biggest blocker for doing all of that is the cost. So if we can reduce the cost of excavation, grading, site prep, then we can actually accomplish more of the work that we need to do in this country.
Drones are also part of this wave of automation. This drone can survey an entire 36-hectare site in 25 minutes. A job that used to take a whole day with a truck-mounted laser system. It's developed by Kespri, a Silicon Valley company that converts the survey data into detailed 3D maps.
So the advantages in the survey market is not only is it safer and faster, but you get more data, as much as 10 to 100 times more data, with the fact that you're autonomously flying a drone to collect all those survey points.
But automation will not necessarily put people out of work.
We need all of the robots we can get, plus all the workers working, in order to have economic growth. But what that means is, as machines start to do some of the work that people used to do, the people have to migrate and transition to other forms of work, which will mean lots of retraining.
Automation is reshaping the construction industry, defining a new landscape where humans and robots work together. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News.